This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, April 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. Another blow to the Delta County economy. The Daily Sentinel reports that Dean Foods, the company that operates a Meadow Gold milk processing center in Delta, will phase out all production at the plant within the next 3 months. That will mean the loss of some 38 jobs. A number of administrative positions at the company's branch facility in Grand Junction also are to be eliminated. Officials with Dean Foods are pegging their decision to pull out of Delta on a project currently underway by Regional Grocer, which is building its own dairy processing plant on the Front Range. A spokesman said 10 positions from the Delta plant, which has been operating there since 1951, will be transferred to the distribution operation in Grand Junction. Meadow Gold and Dean Foods products will still be available in the region, the spokesperson said. City market officials confirmed to the Sentinel Wednesday that the company is pursuing its own dairy facility in Denver. It's expected to be operational within the next few months. Colorado's competitive U.S. Senate race is virtually tied, according to a new poll released on Thursday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The latest poll from Quinnipiac University says if the election were held today, 45% of voters would pick Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Udall, while 44% would elect Republican Congressman Cory Gardner. The race is expected to be one of the most closely watched in the country and could help determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Tim Malloy is the assistant director of Quinnipiac University polling.
This is one of the Senate seats Republicans think they have a shot at taking. And this poll should affirm that. I think what's important for Udall is he's had a slight dip in approval, 4 points in February as well. So the arrival of Gardner on the scene has shifted the race a good deal, and now it is a real horse race.
Healthcare, followed by the economy, top the list of issues voters care most about this election cycle. The poll also shows 60% of respondents disapprove of how President Barack Obama is handling both the economy and foreign policy. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And the Denver Post reports that neurosurgeon Steve Shogan announced his independent candidacy for Colorado's U.S. Senate seat Thursday, saying Obamacare is fatally flawed and neither Republicans nor Democrats are solving problems in Washington. Since 1984, Shogan has served as chief of neurosurgery at Rose Medical Center and as an assistant clinical professor at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center. He said he would put his medical career on hold during the campaign. To get on the ballot, Shogan, 63, of Cherry Hills Village, will have to submit 1,000 valid voter signatures to the Secretary of State by July 10th. Shogan said he can attract voters of all political stripes, but particularly unaffiliated voters who represent the largest voting group in Colorado at 35%. Republicans register at 33% and Democrats at 31%, according to the Colorado Secretary of State. Shogan said the Affordable Care Act, which Udall voted for, needs to be replaced with a system that's much more rational. He said the Affordable Care Act will increase the Medicaid rolls by as many as 40 million people, but they're not going to find doctors to take care of them. Shogan was a registered Democrat until 2007 when he became an unaffiliated voter. In addition to his medical degree, Shogan has a law degree earned in 1987. For a while, he volunteered as an attorney for indigent clients. He served on the Colorado Boxing Commission from 2001 to 2013. He is a founding trustee and board chair of the Colorado Legacy Foundation, which works in partnership with the Colorado Department of Education on K-12 initiatives. He also is a former chairman of the Board of Trustees for the Colorado Health Foundation, the nation's third largest foundation, focusing solely on health issues. He currently is chair of its policy committee. Shogan's campaign vehicle will be a rented ambulance. The Denver Post reports that Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper is undecided about whether to support a ban on red light and speeding cameras. A bipartisan proposal to prohibit the devices easily passed the Senate this week, but the governor has been reluctant to state a clear position, telling reporters he hasn't read the most recent version of the bill. Some criticize the money-making devices that dole out tickets, while others, including police officers, say the use of cameras keeps pedestrians and drivers safe. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, about half a dozen states ban the use of photo radar to ticket drivers, with Colorado now looking to join that group. Mark Radke, legislative and policy advocate for the Colorado Municipal League, says it's a local control issue that the state should remain out of. Radke and officials from the City of Denver and the Colorado Association of Chiefs of Police have called on Hickenlooper to veto the measure if it arrives on his desk. A poll released Wednesday from Public Policy Polling found that 50% of Coloradans support red light cameras at dangerous intersections to discourage drivers from running red lights, while 39% do not. A record low in Grand Junction yesterday is a harbinger of bigger changes in the weather on the western slope this weekend, according to the Daily Sentinel. The National Weather Service reports that the temperature at Grand Junction Regional Airport dropped to 28 degrees early Thursday morning, breaking the previous record of 29, which was set in 1958. Temperatures are expected to rebound into the 70s, mid-70s today, before a strong late-season wintry storm moves into the western Colorado on Saturday, with the potential for heavy snows in the mountains and accumulations in the higher valleys. Snow showers may linger in the mountains into Monday, according to the National Weather Service. The Sentinel reports that Republican U.S. Representative Scott Tipton has collected more money than all his rivals combined, according to the most recent federal records. Tipton, who is seeking a third term, has $714,000 on hand for the campaign. Democrat Abel Tapia, who announced his bid in late March after Leanne Buffy McFadden backed out, has $39,644. David Cox, who's challenging Tipton in the Republican primary, reported no money in his account as of the end of the first quarter. Tisha Cassida, an unaffiliated candidate who enjoys the backing of former U.S. Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, had $1,433, according to reports filed with the Federal Election Commission. Tipton's campaign manager, Michael Fortney, cited Tipton's legislative record as appealing to donors in the 3rd Congressional District. He noted Tipton's commitment to limiting federal control, including his support of a water rights bill that would limit federal agencies' effort to obtain water rights. Stay tuned for the Friday Morning Music Mix with Jeff. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.